This exercise is my own adaptation from some of Rick Hansen's work and ideas. So, like all of our mindfulness exercises, set everything down for a moment. Get a comfortable posture in whatever your seating arrangement is. And for this, you can do what's comfortable. You can sit up in a nice meditation posture, uplifted, or if you want to lean back and be comfortable in the chair. Either way is fine to first experiment with this and learn this. Remember, you're in charge of your own experience and your own learning process here. So do it in a way that works for you. So, bringing our attention to the body, and not the concept of the body, but the actual field of sensate experience, actual tactile physical sensations throughout the body from head to toe, on the surface of the skin and within the body. And just get curious about it. Like, how deeply can I experience my own body in this moment? Like, this is my reality. This is my body. This is the vehicle that's carrying me through my life. If I'm not going to take a deep interest in this, who will? So really engendering that kind of curiosity to see how deeply can I experience my own body right now. Openness, curiosity, a lack of judgment, a willingness to experience and feel whatever's there, comfort, discomfort, pleasant, neutral, unpleasant. And as always, if our mind is wandering somewhere, we just gently bring it back. We don't beat ourselves up about it. We just gently bring it back again and again. Gather our attention, bring it home to our own body. And within that field of sensate experience, finding the breath, that particular flow of sensate experience as the breath moves in and out of our body. The belly rising and falling, diaphragm muscle contracting and relaxing, the rib cage expanding and contracting, the passage of air across the nostrils and the parted lips. And then let's just do a minute of straw breathing, just to engage that relaxation response and to allow ourselves to be in a very balanced situation with our own nervous system. So breathing in through the nose, out through pursed lips as if through a straw. In through the nose, out through pursed lips as if through a straw. Out breath. Two or three beats longer than the in-breath. In through the nose, out through pursed lips, as if through a straw. The more we practice this, actually, the more readily, the more quickly we can navigate our way into the relaxation response. So continuing with basic mindfulness and awareness of our body and our breathing, continuing with belly breathing, if you like, you can continue the straw breathing throughout the entire exercise, or you can just relax into basic belly breathing or diaphragmatic breathing and basic mindfulness of body and breath, so that anytime you find your attention wandering, you just gently bring it back again and again, back to the body, back to the breath. And within this relatively centered, calm space of mindfulness of body, mindfulness of feeling, diaphragmatic breathing, I'm going to invite you to contemplate three things, one at a time. The first thing I'd like you to contemplate is that right here, right now, where you are currently, you are safe. Now, I'm making assumptions here, but I assume that you're in a situation where you can feel relatively safe. So just repeating to yourself silently again and again, right here, right now, I'm actually safe, I'm okay. Now, just contemplating a word like safety can bring up all kinds of memories of times when we didn't feel safe. That's okay. Just let that be there. That might start triggering the amygdala a little bit. It might start triggering the sympathetic branch stress response. Just stay with the diaphragmatic breathing. If you need to, do a little straw breathing and keep coming back to, okay, that was then, but right here, right now, at least in this moment, I am safe. Right here, right now, I am safe. So just keep repeating that to yourself in your mind silently. And just stay with it until you actually start feeling in your body, mind, brain, a quality of feeling physically safe. Okay. Right here, right now, I'm relatively safe. I'm okay. Free from danger. We're breathing this into our nervous system, into our bones, into the very marrow of our bones, bathing our whole body-mind system with this quality of feeling, at least for the moment, relatively safe, free of danger, free from harm. And again, any memories of non-safety that come, just let them be there. Just like with any mindfulness practice, we let thoughts come and go like clouds passing in the sky. We don't resist any of those thoughts. Let them come and go and keep coming back to the reflection that, yes, and right here, right now, I am relatively safe. I'm okay. Okay, staying with the mindfulness of body and feeling, staying with the belly breathing, or even the straw breathing if you like, and with this ground of having connected with feeling, at least in the moment, relatively safe and okay, free of danger, we'll move on to the second contemplation, sort of building on the foundation of the first one. So I would invite you now to contemplate the reality that right here, right now, I'm resourced. I have what I need. So I'm making the assumption that wherever you are right now, you basically have what you need. You have food, clothing, shelter, facilities, water. That right here in a moment, you're resourced. So just repeat that to yourself again silently in any way that works for you. Right here, right now, my needs are met. I'm okay. I'm resourced. I have what I need. So just keep dwelling on that or reflecting on that, repeating that until you actually feel this quality of feeling resourced, which is the opposite of feeling lack. Now, contemplating feeling resourced could bring up memories of times when you didn't feel resourced, you weren't sure you could make the rent. Maybe some of us have even been out on the streets. I actually take people on the streets regularly with no money, living out on the streets for days at a time to experience what it's like out there for people who are experiencing homelessness. So you may have some of those experiences. Just let that come and go like the clouds passing in the sky and keep coming back to, yes, and right here, right now, I am resourced. I have what I need. My basic needs are met. And part of that is also acknowledging I'm an adult and I know how to get my needs met. If I need help or support, I can ask for it. I'm an adult. I know how to get my needs met. And right here, right now, I am basically resourced. So just keep staying with that contemplation, repeating whatever words work for you, till you bring into your body, mind, system that feeling of being resourced. Breathing it into the bones, into the very marrow of our bones. And especially into the limbic brain. We're actually rewiring our brain in this process. Okay, the third contemplation, building on the foundation of the first two, staying with the diaphragmatic breathing, mindfulness and awareness of body and feeling and breath, building on the foundation of safety and resourced. I would invite you to now contemplate that right here, right now, in this moment, I'm actually connected to other people. I'm part of an interdependent web of caring human relationships. There are people in my life, my family, my friends, my coworkers. There are people for whom I have their back. There are people that have my back. It's not all perfect. It's not that there aren't conflicts. Sometimes we may have relationships we're not happy with, but we are connected. So bring to mind, even visualize in your mind's eye, your close family and friends, the people you really depend on and love and they love you. Bring them to mind. And really keep breathing in. Right here, right now, I am connected. I am connected. I'm part of an interdependent web of caring human relationships. Not perfect relationships, but human relationships. I'm connected. So just stay with that, breathing it into your system. Here we're breathing this into the neocortex, this quality of being connected, being this web of social interactions, this intersubjective net of human relationship. So it's the opposite of feeling isolated. And sure, you may have memories of times when you felt alone or isolated or lonely. That's fine. Let that come and go. We're not denying that at all. But just bring to mind that right here, right now, I at least have some relationships in my life. I am connected and I can reach out. So continuing to breathe in this way and contemplating now, right here, right now, I'm safe, resourced, and connected. Safe, resourced, and connected. Safe, resourced, and connected. Just stay with that for another 30 seconds or so. Breathing with the belly and breathing in these qualities of feeling safe, resourced, and connected. Maybe complete the exercise with a few nice, long, deep breaths. Safe, resourced, and connected. Safe, resourced, and connected. Okay, thank you. All right, so as we usually do, please stop the audio here, grab your journal, and just start writing, and write down all the reflections of what you experienced in exercise, the good, bad, and the ugly. If it was uncomfortable or uncomfortable thoughts came up or you had a hard time doing it, write about that. If it was positive for you, write about that. If it was a mixed bag, write about just whatever your experience was. These are practices. There's no wrong experience. Over time, I promise you, you can learn to really make these work for you. But our initial experiences could be all over the map and there's no right or wrong about it. So just write about your experience, whatever it is. That's very empowering for you to acknowledge and validate your own experience, whatever that is, and write it down. That's your experience. Go ahead. Take a couple of minutes to write.